Hey there, it's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Welcome to episode 23. Today we'll talk a little bit about the fallout from last week's episode, episode 22, and we'll talk about leaders, dumb leaders that don't admit mistakes. Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to episode 23 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Last week, our episode 22, one of the most important podcasts on a leadership here in Australia. It's been our most listened to podcast yet, and it was also the podcast that drew the most venom from people as well. Now, we had people contacting us, contacting me, saying that we weren't tough enough on the players. And then we had others who stated that we were just too tough. Now, all I do here at the Dumb Leaders Handbook or the Dumb Leaders Podcast is dissect the issue. It's not our mantra to offer an opinion. We state facts as we know them. And then we explore the lessons that we can take on board. Our biggest learning here, the biggest learning that we had on the Aussie cricket scandal was simple. Once you breach the trust of others, once your integrity is questioned, you lose control of the process. And we saw that in spades with the Aussie cricket scandal. Whether you agree with the outcry or not, the outcry that enveloped the players, the reality was that it happened. They lost control of the process. Because of that breach of trust, because of that integrity issue, they lost control of the process. And we see that whenever corporate executives are found guilty of breaching integrity and trust, it's front page, it's on business news shows. We see people walking out of companies with their tails between their legs. We see things like independent audits. We see independent investigations. You are no longer in control. Once you breach trust and integrity's question. So as a leader, you need to hold your image. You need to hold on to that core character that you have and do everything possible to never breach the trust of those that follow you. That was our lesson. That was our learning. It's not our place to put opinions in there. I'm sure that everyone listening to this has their own opinion, and that's great. We just want to dissect what happened and provide some learnings back to people. And the important thing is that holding your image, that's important. It's important to know, and it's important to model the behaviors that build trust. And it's important never to breach your own integrity. Now, interestingly and compellingly, the next development in this saga almost immediately changed the public conversation. Two of the players fronted a press conference. They openly admitted their mistakes. They openly expressed deep regret, and they openly expressed their emotions. Almost immediately, people displayed empathy. They showed concern. They were worried about their mental health. And people started offering hope that they would come back from this. Now again, it's a learning. It's a learning. And it leads us into this week's topic around a dumb leader. Now, we believe, well, we know, that leaders are dumb when they don't own or admit their mistakes. Have you ever seen that type of leader? Almost openly, brazenly, never admitting fault, never owning their errors, and never accepting accountability. They never step forward to own the problem. The reasons why is probably there's probably a couple, but they don't want to look bad in front of others. They want to keep that facade of infallibility. But as we know, facades crumble. But the reality here is clear. While the leader may not want to feel undermined in front of their team, the reality is their team already know. The reality is their team already know. Your team know your mistakes better than anyone. They see you with all your flaws, with all your faults. They already know when you make mistakes. And by not owning them, all you're doing is undermining your leadership. All you are doing is undermining your leadership. Now, you strengthen leadership when you can be open and accountable for your errors and mistakes. You heard that right. You strengthen your leadership when you can be open and accountable for errors and mistakes. Now, of course, if you're the type of leader that makes mistakes daily, it may not be the best thing to be admitting mistakes every single day. But to me, that's more of a competence thing. So if that particular statement relates back to you, maybe you might look for getting a mentor and help building your skill base. Because if you're making mistakes daily, that means that there's some competence there that can be built. And it can be built. So it's nothing that can't be built, developed, and improved. So leaders strengthen their leadership when they're open to admitting their mistakes. People see, their followers see them as a human. They see them in that process of being a leader. You know, one of the leaders that I had in my career stood up in front of his new team and said, look, I don't have all the answers, but between us we do. And that's great leadership, because at the end of the day, a leader can't have all the answers. They don't have all the answers. And to be able to share that with their team and not appear this invincible human being is just absolutely imperative for people. Leaders admit mistakes. And when they do, they strengthen their leadership. But dumb leaders don't admit their mistakes. And in turn, they undermine their leadership, because their team already know the mistakes and the faults that you have as a leader. So not admitting them is just dumb. Hey, thanks for tuning in to episode 23 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you found this podcast of value, please like, share it with someone that you think will get some benefit out of. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please, we welcome any reviews. The better our reviews are, the more visible we become to more people. So if we're adding value to you, help us in that process by helping us add value to more people. Thanks for tuning in. Until next week, this is Tony signing off for the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I'll see you again real soon.